Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Save big money on your roofing project at Menards with Owens Corning Shingles. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements and enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning Duration Shingles offer ultimate protection and impressive curb appeal. Choose from 24 colors of Owens Corning Duration Shingles and transform your home today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
So I just got back from a long run, and what I realized for myself and for a lot of people is that life is one big tug of war between mediocrity and trying to find your best self. So there's tricks to all this crap in life. Life is one big head game. One trick in this situation is, so I didn't want to run, so what did I do? I figured out a couple of things. You have to sometimes let mediocrity think that you're giving into it. So I said, you know what? Instead of going for a 20-miler, I'm just going to go out for an easy 6 or 7. What that did to my brain was it said, okay, mediocrity thought it won. So it let loose a little bit. It let go of that, oh, this is going to suck. This could be okay. It's not too bad. The second you get to mile 2, guess what happens? Greatness pulls mediocrity in the fucking mud. Get out there and get after it.
You're not going about the right mindset, the right gear. In combat, you wear body armor. But what we do wrong is we don't strengthen our minds. You gotta strengthen your mind, take control of that. So then when you get out in the real world and they fuck you up, you got protection. So I'm about 15 miles from home, and I often talk about taking souls. This morning, this person, I usually train alone. This person wanted to run with me. And I said, fine, we'll run 15. This morning comes, there's storms coming in this way. And the person calls and said, hey, why don't we do it tomorrow? Taking souls is when I told the motherfucker, I'm gonna run 15 today, and I'll run with you again tomorrow. That's what taking souls is about. Don't worry about the elements and what's going on. You gotta get out there and get it. He wasn't the only one that thought about taking the day off, because the storm is coming in right now and there's not a soul out here but me. If you want to get better, do the shit that no one else wants to do. Do the shit that no one else is even thinking about doing. At the end of the day, hard work may not be enough. You still may fail. Just stay at it and go at it. The more things you can do, get outside that zone. That zone is that zone that makes you feel good. The stronger your mind's gonna get. It starts getting used to doing shit like this. It's not fun. My mind's used to it.
When that alarm clock goes off, there's at least 50% of the time where you just, that soft little pillow is just caressing your head and you wanna stay there. And it takes discipline to go, nope. I'm gonna get up out of this bed and I'm gonna do what I'm supposed to do.
We all average probably about 5 hours of sleep.
Work hard, sleep less.
Tomorrow morning, when that alarm goes off and you start feeling all the excuses that come in, and that bed is cozy, I know what you're saying, I love my bed too. And you then go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 and you get up.
That discipline that you have at that moment, you win that fight. That's a big victory. And then that pattern will carry out throughout the day. Because once you're up, well, now that I'm up, I might as well go work out because I'm already up and I feel good that I got up out of bed and I won that battle. Let me go win another battle. I'm gonna go get it done. And that discipline carries on throughout the day. So now you take that and you expand that out over a week and a month, and you end up with more discipline. And it starts with that simple act of getting up and getting out of bed in the morning.
I work out twice before everyone wakes up. So it started off 4 o'clock in the morning where I'd start with my cardio, then I'd have breakfast, and then I would go to the gym, and then I'd go to work.
I wake up at 4:30 in the morning because no one else is awake yet. So that gives me the opportunity to do things that I need to get done kind of selfishly for myself. And the big one in that category is working out. And it doesn't feel good at 4:30 when you get up, but by the time 7 o'clock rolls around and you've already worked out and you've already gotten some work done, and you've got some time to say goodbye to your kids before they go to school, it's infinitely better than sleeping in until 6:45 and you get out of bed and now you missed your kids going to school or...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Or whatever, you're not prepared for the day, it's awful. Wake up at the same time every day. And if you pick that time and you start waking up at the same time every day, that's very good for you. It doesn't have to be 4:30, it could be 6:30, it could be 7. I don't know what your personal schedule is. Find out a time, pick it, set it, stick to it.
Look, everyone has a problem with time, but the day is 24 hours and we sleep 6. Now, I know there's some out there that say, whoa, I need 8. Well, I say, just sleep a little faster. Because the bottom line is, we have 6 hours of sleep, 24 hours are available, so you have 18 hours now available to your work, your family, your hobbies, and also to learn something new or to do something new, which could easily be that you want to learn a new language, to read a book every week, or you say, I'm going to go and reshape my body. So you're going to go and take this hour out of your schedule and say, I'm going to train an hour every day. So this is, for most people, a huge challenge, but it is totally doable, I can tell them, because the kind of things that I did when I came to this country, I mean, I went to school, I was working in construction, I was working out my 5 hours a day. I was taking acting classes from 8 o'clock at night to 12 midnight. I was doing all of those things. I wanted to make sure that out of the 24 hours of the day, that I don't waste one single hour. Those hours were too precious. And so then I just want to tell people, don't give me this thing, I have a difficult time with the time and I don't have time for this and I don't have that. You have time, you make the time.
Sometimes, even if you're the most highly motivated person in the world, that grind starts to beat you down a little bit. And that's when you have to stop looking at the short-term thing, because that's not getting you to get it done. And you got to look, okay, what is the long-term goal that I'm looking at? What am I really trying to get done in the long-term? And you say, oh, you know what? I'm actually waking up today early so I can be ahead of the curve, so I can sell more of these widgets or whatever, so that I can buy a house. And you know what? Today matters. Today matters. This decision that I'm making right now is that first step. It's me taking one stroke, swimming in the right direction, heading towards the shore. And if I don't take this, I'm not making any progress.
I've been struggling. We still had all the same problems. We still had a lien on the house, still facing bankruptcy, still fighting like crazy. I was still unemployed. The next morning, the alarm goes off, and I pretended NASA was there. It's the stupidest story. I literally went 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I counted out loud, and then I stood up. And I'll never forget standing there, and for the first time in 3 months, I had beaten my habit of hitting the snooze button. I couldn't believe it, and I thought, wait a minute. Counting backwards? That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. Well, the next morning, I used it again, and it worked. The next morning, I used it again, and it worked. The next morning, I used it again, and it worked. And then I started to notice something really interesting. There were moments all day long, just like that 5 second moment in bed, where I knew, knowledge, what I should do. And if I didn't move within 5 seconds, my brain would step in and talk me out of it. Every human being has a 5-second window, might even be shorter for you. You have about a 5-second window in which you can move from idea to action before your brain kicks into full gear and sabotages any change in behavior. Because remember, your brain is wired to stop you from doing things that are uncomfortable or uncertain or scary. It's your job to learn how to move from those ideas that could change everything into acting on them in the smallest moment.
When I was in high school, early on, about 16 years old, I decided I want to become president of the United States because I thought, how can I contribute the most to society? And I went to a seminar by a man named Jim Rohn. He's still a seminar speaker. And I took a week's pay. I was working $40 a week as a janitor. And it was $35 for the evening seminar. So it was a big decision. I listened to him speak, and I came out so inspired. Because most of what he said, I already believed. Now as an authority figure saying, you really can be this way.
Why pay the price? Why work this hard? Why go this far? Why try to learn this much? Why try to do it all? Why try to see it all? Why try to have it all? Why do it? Why learn it? Why study? Why put yourself out? Why try to take on this much responsibility? Why develop yourself to the full? Why try to become all that you can possibly become? Why try to earn as much as you can earn, share as much as you can share, develop every skill you possibly can, see every human you possibly can, go to every class you possibly can, touch everybody you possibly can? Why do that much? Why go that far? Why share that much? Why give that much away? Why try to see everything? Why try to do everything? Why try to become everything? That's a good question, why? And you're the only one personally that can answer that question for yourself. You've got to have your own list of why. Work on your list of whys. If the why is powerful, the how is easy.
If you want a thing bad enough to go out and fight for it, to work day and night for it, to give up your time, your peace, and your sleep for it, if all that you dream and scheme is about it, and life seems useless and worthless without it, and if you gladly sweat for it and fret for it and plan for it, and lose all your terror of the opposition for it, and if you simply go after that thing that you want with all of your capacity, strength and sagacity, faith, hope, and confidence, and stern pertinacity. If neither cold, poverty, famish, or gout, sickness or pain of body and brain can keep you away from the thing that you want, dogged and grim, you besiege and beset it. With the help of God, you'll get it.
But if the why isn't strong, if your goals aren't powerful, if the vision isn't clear, the old prophet said, without a vision we die, without a vision we perish, without a dream we're nothing.
And because he spoke, how people live their lives is a result of the story they believe about themselves. He interrupted the story that I believed about myself.
Work on your list of why.
Make no small plans, for they have no magic to stir men's blood. Make large plans, for they do have magic to stir men's blood.
Impossible is not a fact, it's an opinion. It's your opinion. And they'll say, no, science shows. And I say, yeah, and how many times has science shown something's impossible? Now science shows it's possible. Things are impossible till somebody does it. Divorce the story of your limitation and marry the truth of your unlimited capacity, then the whole game changes.
Success is born out of luck. It's awareness of mind that takes advantage of that opportunity. You will all be confronted with opportunity. You must take advantage of it. Because if you don't take advantage of your opportunity, you'll never realize your dreams. Whether you want them or not is an irrelevance. You don't know that until you achieve it.
But most people have strategies available, or they could get them, or you could create them. But the problem is you got a story. And your story is why it isn't working. And the story is, I've tried everything. If you tried everything, you'd be fit. If you tried everything, you'd be profitable. If you tried everything, you'd be there. But people say it.
I was born into a counselor's estate. Getting a job at the Hotel St. George was my passport to escape the world that I was born into, to start a new world. Do I have what it takes? I said to myself, yes. So I started pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing. It's about self-belief at whatever cost.
You can do more than this. If I had to walk, I had to walk. It just became just a process of grinding and grinding. And grinding is not even a good word for it. It's not even a good word for it. And just going further and further. And then when I got through running, I go to the bike. I go to the pool. If I got tired somewhere, my legs are tired, I go to the gym. And I developed this crazy workout where I was doing volume.
Things don't happen overnight. You have to make the emotional and the personal investment to make your dreams come true.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.